Welcome to 2020 Vision, the school podcast where we talk about serious topics and give you all the facts so that you too can see clearly about what's going on in the world. I'm one of your hosts, Georgia, and I'm joined by my co-host, Leonie.
Hi, guys.
Today's podcast is all about climate change and what all of you out there can be doing to help revitalize our precious Earth. If you like the sound of that, then kindly log off and keep going about with your day, you weirdo. And if you didn't, well done, you're a sane human being. Keep listening to find out what to do to stop that from becoming your future.
Did you know that every year up to 12 million tons of plastic ends up in our oceans? Or that there are more and more garbage swirls, polluted beaches, and dying animals as a result? Scary, right? You may be asking yourself how plastic even harms the environment. Well, plastic sticks around in the environment for ages, threatening wildlife and spreading toxins. Almost all types of plastic are made from chemicals that come from the production of planet-warming fuels, causing plastic to directly influence global warming.
Danny, what are planet-warming fuels?
Planet-warming fuels are things like gas, oil, and coal. Therefore, in every single phase of its life, plastic releases greenhouse gases, which makes the enormous demand for plastics so dangerous and damaging for the environment. For example, the production stage, when fossil raw materials are extracted, refined, and processed, the production of one plastic bag alone generates 120 grams of CO2. In the last 20 years, plastic production has more than doubled, and this trend is continuing. According to estimates, plastic production will quadruple again by 2050.
Quadruple?
Yes, quadruple.
It's scary. I mean, what about solutions? Are there even any?
There are some obvious ones, like recycling properly and reducing your use of single-use plastics. But did you know that there are beach and river cleanups all over the country that you can participate in? You don't have to stay too long to make a difference, and community service always looks good on resumes. Just staying informed is important as well. Knowing what products and brands to avoid and little changes to make to remain sustainable.
Thanks, Leonie. That was really interesting. Even I didn't know a lot of those facts. And speaking of interesting facts, every year the average person throws away 36.6 kilograms of clothing that ends up in landfills. Also, the fashion industry is responsible for 8% of carbon emissions, whether that comes from pumping water to irrigate crops like cotton, harvesting machinery, general transport, or oil-based pesticides. All of it is extremely harmful for the environment in big quantities. Textile production alone contributes more to climate change than the international aviation and shipping combined, all due to the recent surge of fast fashion.
How horrible. But what does this have to do with fast fashion and our shopping habits?
Well, fast fashion, for those who don't know, is inexpensive clothing produced by mass market retailers in response to the latest trends. Due to the demand for the ridiculously low-priced items, there are clothing collections that are produced as often as every 2 weeks and compared to the usual 4 a year, well, that correspond with the seasons. This puts the workers under extreme stress and takes a toll on the environment. The workers are treated badly but still have to continue to grind just for someone to throw the item away after wearing it once. The difficult thing is that it's not necessarily our fault, as the media is the one who has been telling us that you shouldn't repeat outfits, despite it being one of the most sustainable things you can do. This narrative is purely there for their gain.
I certainly used to believe that it was bad to repeat outfits and was so confused because if I buy something, it's because I like it. And if I like it, then I want to wear it more than once. Otherwise, I would just be wasting my or my parents' hard-earned money.
Exactly. Not only is this bad habit horrible for the environment, but also an arrogant way of life. I understand that not everyone has the money to buy just one or two higher quality items, what makes it even more important for those who do to try and make them last. If something breaks, try and fix it yourself. If you don't like an item anymore, donate it. If you want to avoid fast fashion altogether, go thrifting.
I love thrifting.
That can work. Can we go thrift shopping?
It's such a good way to find vintage items that are coming back into style at the moment and be sustainable at the same time. It's also such a fun activity to do with your friends.
Yeah, it's so true. You can make a whole day out of it, as you can also thrift other items like furniture and books and prevent stuff going to the landfill. It's a great way to start being more sustainable in your day-to-day life.
It's amazing that there are actually little things you can do to help the environment without actually realizing it. Usually, the media puts so much pressure on everyone to stop using plastic and buying this or using that to save the environment, when really little changes can go a long way.
It's that being sustainable shouldn't be a burden. You also shouldn't be made to feel bad when trying to change decade-old habits. Start off slow, but challenge yourself, and continue to do it to the best of your abilities. If you want a little push, after you finish listening to this podcast, make a list of little things you could do this month to be more sustainable and upload it to social media.
Use the hashtag 2020 potlist and we'll try to like as many as possible.
I can't wait to see what you all come up with. Thanks for listening, everyone. Tune in next week when we talk about all things patriarchy and everyday sexism.
And don't forget, if you do something good, positive karma shall make its way back to you. And if you want to know where to start, take the fußabdruck.de quiz.
See you next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.